A spokesperson for Governor Jim Doyle says it's too early to say if Wisconsin would consider expanding its website from three Canadian pharmacies to those in other countries. None of the states with such websites provide actual drugs, just a way to skirt federal policy. Dan Leistgau says Illinois' decision to further sidestep the federal ban on imported prescriptions adds another dimension to the national debate.
I think what's happening in Illinois shows the tremendous demand there is for lower price prescription drugs and the dissatisfaction that the Bush administration continues to stand in the way of people getting access to those lower prices.
The Food and Drug Administration says it cannot ensure the safety of all prescription drugs coming from other countries. The agency has warned Wisconsin and other states that some Canadian pharmacies are improperly handling prescriptions, but the FDA has taken no action beyond that. There is a congressional bill that would allow the U.S. to import cheaper medications. Drug makers have tried to cut off supplies to Canadian pharmacies which sell medication to U.S. citizens. Illinois hopes bringing other countries into the mix would alleviate potential shortages. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.